Blog Talk Radio.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. Is up and the stock market down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. Good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve a bout and you can't make a run. Those wooden and mold boys raised on shotguns. We say grace, we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. Came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway night, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. We can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Nation on this Thursday night's roundtable. I am William Bernard with Virgil Spragus, Rusty Hootie, and I tell you what, it's been a wild, wild, wild couple of days, and everything I know, and we'll be, Derek Gibson is listening in all the way from New York. I want to say hello to him out there. Call in, Derek, if you want. Join in with us. Virgil, Russell, how you doing, brothers?
Very good. Hanging in there, just watching the wheels turn round and round on this thing.
Same here. I tell you, it's getting a little bit calmer up here in New Mexico a little bit and everything. So it's kind of evening out a little bit. But basically, I just been staying at home and staying out of the way. So, but I tell you, we called this out right, and it's scary to see this play out. You know, we didn't definitely know how it was going to play out, but we knew something was coming up. And did you get a chance to watch that video I sent you, Russell?
No, I did not all of it.
What did you think so far? You think that's what's going on? In a way?
Man, I don't know. I've been tracking on a lot of things, doing a lot of research and that kind of stuff. And and I actually talked to a old schoolmate of mine. He's a very renowned trauma surgeon. My graduating class. He still does surgeries and stuff like that, but he spends a whole lot of time traveling and teaching and that kind of stuff worldwide.
Right.
And I asked him about this and stuff because I've read some stuff on this coronavirus and stuff, and I was trying to get a handle on it. And
right.
I really value this guy's opinion. I asked him what he thought about it, and he says that this virus is very, very real. And he said it's his words were gunny. It's a badass on steroids and Mountain Dew. He says 80% of people who get it. Mild symptoms and stuff like that, but if you fall into that 20% category, it's going to fuck you up.
Right.
Okay.
Right. And
so
I retracted.
Put some other stuff out there, but on the same hand, on the backside of that, it doesn't make any sense because now while the fatality rate on this thing is around 4% worldwide. Here in the U.S., it's only like 1.39, so you might as well say 1.4% fatality rate.
Right.
Where we stand
right
now. And that's due to, we actually have, medical here that's not socialized and stuff like that. We still have good doctors and people doing those things, and you're going to get treated for it.
Right,
but
right.
Still, and I'm not denying the coronavirus is badass or anything like that, but that does not change the fact that none of this stuff adds up in any way whatsoever, okay? Now the regular flu comes in at about 0.5%, somewhere around there. Okay, that's the stuff that kills roughly 36,000 Americans a year. All right.
Right.
And while our infection rate is growing, it's still nothing to be overly alarmed about. I'm glad they're taking the precautions they're taking, and those of us who like to smoke a cigar or cigarette occasionally and that kind of stuff like that, we should be a little more cautious with it and stuff like that because the hardest hit part of it appears to be the attack on the respiratory system.
I can testify to that, brother, because I know without a doubt. I talked to my doctor today about it back in January. You remember when I was really sick?
Yeah.
And everything? Doctor guaranteed I had it 100%. Thinking back on it, we talked about it because I had the respiratory. I couldn't breathe and I'm a heavy smoker. And I had to get an inhaler, and they gave, with the antibiotics she gave me and stuff, it kind of helped a little bit. But she guaranteed I had it 100%, and we didn't even know it.
Yeah, well, you know, and that's the case of it and stuff like that. But this still doesn't add up to the media imposed panic on this stuff.
The media blew this way out of proportion. They blew it out there on purpose to cause a panic.
Yeah. Oh,
exactly what happened.
For those of our listeners who's listening in from here in Texas and stuff like that, this scuttlebutt that's been going around about a lockdown coming and that sort of thing, let me feel free to tell you that there's been absolutely no abnormal activity at any of the National Guard units around here. I have a couple of buddies who are still in the National Guard after leaving the regular service and stuff like that. They have no warning orders about any kind of activation or deployment. So that is straight up bullshit. So fucking calm your fucking heels and just relax.
Right.
We're monitoring this. We have it under control. All right. And what I would be more concerned about, and I think the worst part of it is more and more each day, this looks like, and I believe with all my being, that this is on the grandest scale that a PSYOP has ever been run.
I agree 100%. After watching some of that video and everything, It makes sense. And when you watch all of it, you're going to be like, holy shit, you know. But the way he explained that, I agree with you 100% on that, you know.
Yes.
But to stop and think, everybody, you know, the media blew this out of proportion to cause statewide panic on purpose to collapse Trump's presidency and everything. He was really worried there. He was scared about his presidency and everything, but with everything that's going on, other media sources like myself, like us here on Making These Nation, Lucretia Hughes, we're trying to calm everybody about it, and word is getting out on that, Russell. Word is getting out that, you know, because that's why everybody's kind of thinking back and looking, you know, because our job is to tell the public and people around the world that's listening to this broadcast, don't listen to the media bullshit.
Right.
Stay calm. I mean, you know, that's why me, Russell, Virgil, Ron's on here. That's why we're all not panicking. I already went through this virus, so I'm not panicking. The experience was hell. It was, I kind of wish this did come up on me that day, but you know what? I survived it. Didn't even know I had it.
Right.
You know
but,
what
you
I
know,
mean?
As we're saying and stuff like that, and what, and I think probably, I don't know, I'm not, and I can't even use the word shot because I really wasn't that surprised to see it, but it hurt my soul to see how America reacted to this when they thought things were going south. And
yep.
This and that,
yep.
And one thing or another. And I'm sitting here to tell you right now, other than my brothers in arms and you guys and people that I know who are clear headed thinking, I am absolutely ashamed of the way the American populace reacted to this. And
yeah.
It showed me once and for all that there is no united in the United States of America anymore. These are the greediest, selfish, rudest people I ever met in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And
Virgil called
that
shot. Virgil called that shot, brother. He called that shot.
Yeah.
He called
that
one.
And he certainly did. And I'm going to tell you right now, this is a long way from over, because now you got all these governors, you got state level, city level, federal level, all these fuckers are losing their minds, trying to outdo one another. People have lost 30%. People have lost 30% of their 401ks, just poof. You know, which shouldn't surprise
anybody. They got people,
Every time I got, every time you get built up and get a little money and you're looking good for retirement, the banksters are going to find a way to steal it from you. It's happened time and time again, and I have no idea why these fucking people sit there and listen to these. Well, if you're in the market, it's the long run, it'll come back. Yeah, you'll get back, you'll make your money back, and then you'll finally start building a little bit on that, and they'll steal it from you again.
Yep, every time. Every time. And,
I think you motherfuckers who invest stock market have battered woman syndrome.
Right. Ron,
you know you're
going to
get
your
ass beat, but you still stay.
You're right. Ron, what's your input? I mean, what's going on in your neck of the woods, brother?
Well, I mean, they're a little less panicky here. There's people that are. My daughter's school district is probably the last one in America to shut down, but they're not even shut down, really. They just closed down for tomorrow through the weekend,
right.
You know what I mean? But the thing that bothered me about them is like, so we had all these retards from Washington State come over and invade our stores and everything else, you know? And they basically told the parents that if you're going to hold your kid back in school, right, in my school district, not all of them, but just in ours, the high school my daughter goes to, and not very big. And they basically said, but if we see your kid out and about, then we're going to mark it as an absentee. We might even bring in our school attorney.
Currency. Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, since when do you guys have the right to tell a parent that they have to keep their kid prisoner in there because they don't want them in the school with this going on? I mean, honestly, my daughter's school will give your kid a detention if they call in sick.
Wow.
And honestly, I think if they have a flu or a cold or whatever, they should stay home because then they're just infecting everybody with it. And schools are just habitats for diseases.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
And absurdity just keeps getting worse and stuff. And of course, here in Houston, what is all that fucking background noise?
I don't know. I think it could be Virgil. Virgil, is that you, brother?
No, it's not. It's not. It is not me. It is not me.
Are you building your secret weapon back there that we're hearing?
No, I'm not. I'm sitting in my desk chair watching reruns of Law and Order.
So I know Virgil, he's going through some shit right now. He's going to rant about it. He told me all about it, and I'm like shaking my head.
It's funny you should say that. I've got another real good buddy who drives a truck. He's an owner operator, like Virgil is, I think. And I've known him since South America. He's ex Delta, and this guy is fucking as real as they come, man. And he is fucking fit to be tied. He's like. Fuck these motherfuckers, but shut them down and give them something to panic about. You know, the way they're treating these fucking truck guys, they shut all these restaurants down. Well, you know, you can go through the drive-in, get your... Well, guess what? You can't drive a fucking rig through a drive-through window, all right? So, they walk over to the window to try to make the order, and you got one of these piss ignorant motherfuckers who think they need to be making $15 an hour for flipping a fucking burger. We can't serve you. This is a drive-thru. I'm in a truck. Well, we can't serve you. This is a drive-thru. What the fuck kind of stupidity is that?
Well,
Virgil, you take it from there. I know you're ready to go.
Yep, go for it, dude.
Yeah, well, the Loves and the Pilots, you know, they usually have Arby's or Subway, the Rowdy's truck stops, they do. Everyone I went to, you just can't eat inside. You got to get it, take out, you got to go eat in your truck. But everyone I went to, you know, you go into the counter, it's not completely closed, but they just won't let you sit down, congregate, and eat. But in my case, what happened to me was my grandson, who got into a very, very, very bad car accident. He was hit by a car crossing the street. And it was very serious. He almost died. He almost bled to death. Well, he has a rod implanted in his leg because the big bone, I think it's called the tibula, was shattered. He had to have his liver reconstructed. One of his kidneys had to be reconstructed, and they had to remove his spleen. Well, when the seasons change and the air is full of pollen and things like that, he's susceptible to allergy reactions. Well, Susan called me up and told me Travis, he was staying here with us because with my daughter-in-law. They've been living with us for a couple of months. She said, Travis is running a little fever. And I said, oh, shit. I said, well, take him to the doctor, you know, get him checked out, and let me know. Well, me, you know, being concerned about the situation and concerned about the people I work with, I call my employer, Mr. David Roundtree, L&B Safety, and I told him flat out, word for word, I said, I am not sure. I said, but my grandson has taken with a little bit of fever, and they're going to get him checked out. Well, Susan gave him a couple of Tylenol. He lay down on the couch. He went to sleep. She took his temperature again, and it was 96.8, so false alarm. But by that time, it had spread within a matter of seconds. From safety to the vice president, Tiffany Rivette, all the way over to dispatch. Then they called in risk management, the attorney. And the next thing I'm told is I cannot go on L&B and TMI property for 14 days. And I have to shut my truck down.
My question is, how did they get wind of it?
Well, I had called. I had called just as a precaution, you know, just as a precaution. I had called the safety department, and I was going to keep them informed as to what went on. I was going to have the doctor's office call them and confirm it or deny it. But by that time, the media, see, Vice President Tiffany Rivette, she caused more confusion over that, and she's more confused. She's got a degree in market managing, and she thinks she can run a trucking company. She's more confused than a 10-year-old black kid in the ghetto on Father's Day. So she thinks she knows everything, and so she went into a panic. Everything on Google is gospel truth to her. And she she called me up. Well, they say that the fever can be light. They say. I say, well, Tiffany, who is they? Give me some names.
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, we just feel better if you. And they quarantined all of the offices. They locked up all of the doors. None of the drivers can go in there. They have to knock on the door and hand their paperwork in. Threw a crack in the door at dispatch. Safety's locked up. They won't let anybody in, and the main office is locked up.
Wow.
So, but here's the thing. As far as cases go per capita, New Orleans, Louisiana is number two on the list. But they're still sending trucks down to Kinder Morgan Bulk Plant in New Orleans to get loaded with herbicide to run up to Iowa. And I was asking if they were going to stop that. Oh, we're not going to play that game with you. We're not going to play that game. You're not allowed on L&B TMI property for 14 days. So there's nothing really I can do. There's nothing really I can do about it right now. But it's just a matter of just fear mongering. It's fear mongering by the media, and it's fear mongering by this governor we have. He's going to put National Guard troops in New Orleans. They've got a fear of national. And here's the thing, people. Here's the thing that I can't figure out. All right, they did a majority of tests on people Monday and Tuesday. Now, it's supposed to take anywhere from 5 to 7 days for these tests to come back, right? Am I right on that?
No, you're right.
Oh, okay. Now, all of a sudden, the cases jumped up from 15 positive in Louisiana to 320 in 10 days.
God.
And these tests just took place day before yesterday and 2 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how are they interpreting exposure and infection when the test is supposed to, test results supposed to take 5 days to get back to you? I mean, it's mostly bullshit.
It's all scripted. It's all a scripted part on these damn Democrats. We're going through the same shit.
We do. The governor did activate in Louisiana. The governor did activate the National Guard, and there are armed National Guard troops in New Orleans right now, and they're bracing for a riot.
Yep.
They're bracing for a riot. They're going to try to quarantine the city just like they tried to do in China.
That's not going to work out too well now, is it? The same shit going on over here in New Mexico, but it's not as bad and everything. But our crazy governor caused a panic over here, but it's pretty much calming down for the most part. And everything. But, you know, this is, like I said,
at the
beginning of the show.
Yep. And they're already, God is my witness, they are already screaming racism.
Yep.
They are already screaming racism.
Well, did you see?
Oh, yeah, y'all gonna be like old Sheriff Harry Lee. If you see a couple of black guys riding through a white neighborhood, pull them over and check them out. Jefferson Parish Sheriff Harry Lee. That was a big deal back in the 80s.
Yep.
You know, big deal.
Did any of you guys see that reporter when Trump was doing his statement yesterday? She was saying, well, aren't you being racist by calling the coronavirus Chinese virus? He told her, you know what, ma'am, why don't you sit down and shut up? This isn't politics. This is very serious. He put her in her place. This is, I'm calling it like it is. It's a Chinese man-made virus.
Oh, yeah, I'm ready for somebody to rewrite the song Kung Fu Fighting. Everybody had
right.
Kung Fu virus.
Right. But, you know, it's just, this is already.
I think it's kind of cool that I do believe I was the first person in the country to call it Kung Fu virus, and it has caught on.
Yep, you sure were. But you see, right now, you know, I'm not as set as I would like to be, but I'm set good enough. I'm satisfied. I'm set good enough. We've got two grocery stores, Sopranos and Bobbins. One is in Livonia, Louisiana. One is in Marengo, Louisiana. They're pretty well stocked, other than water, gallons of water. You know, because people are afraid that, you know, around here some of the water systems are not up to date. They're not automated. And so that was pretty good thinking on them to get water.
You mean
okay,
nobody wanted a toilet paper frenzy down there?
Oh, we got tons of toilet paper. We got tons of it. Tons of it.
Hey guys,
well, we live out in the
country. Let's go down to Louisiana. Let's go over down to Louisiana.
We're not the most intelligent people in the world. You know, people make a lot of fun of us, especially now since we got Coach Ogeron. Okay.
Right.
Who talks like he's constipated all the time. But the thing is we remember things the way they were. You know, before there was handy wipes, mama used to clean a dirty baby's ass with a wash rag, a wet wash rag.
Yep.
Okay, and what did she do? She threw it in the clothes hamper and she washed it in Clorox.
Yep.
And voila, it came out clean. It came out clean. Yeah, well, cloth diapers and rubber pants. But these city slickers, you know, these millennials, these city slickers, these microwave oven gurus that couldn't cook over an open fire without setting themselves on fire. Oh,
they're the ones panicking. Yeah, they're the ones doing all the panicking, causing other people to panic, you know.
You know, I'm waiting to see one open up a pack of ramen noodles and eat them fuckers dry. He's so hungry. I'm waiting to see.
My son does that. I'm like, how in the hell can you eat that raw?
But the Walmarts, the ones in Brulee and the one in Plaquemine. The one in Plaquemine is getting real crazy. They had to put a couple of sheriff's deputies up in there, uniform deputies.
Right.
And it's mainly because of the shoplifting.
Mm-hmm.
It's mainly because, you know, in confusion there's profit.
Yeah.
So
I had fried sauce.
But
first,
I mean,
here they had to bring the sheriffs in at the Las Vegas Walmart there because of fights breaking out over there.
We had two individuals jump on a manager at a Dollar General store for a case of toilet paper, and they're in jail right now, and they got the bond set on them so high, Jesus himself couldn't pay it.
Damn.
So the sheriff said he was not going to tolerate that. He wasn't going to tolerate that. But we do have one case of coronavirus that was confirmed in Iberville Parish. One case in Ascension Parish. I believe two in Baton Rouge Parish. But most of them are in New Orleans. Ground zero for Louisiana is New Orleans. And I knew that was going to happen after Mardi Gras.
That's where it started
at for most of the country. People came down to Mardi Gras, and then they went back home, and they brought.
I believe you brought that up last month when we were talking about.
I brought it up. It's a case. It's a case now. It's a clear case of closing the barn door after the horse done run out.
Yep.
You know, I knew this was going to happen because people come from all over the world to New Orleans for Mardi Gras. They come all the way. They want to catch bees. The girls want to flash their titties. You know, they want to get drunk, get in fights, get arrested by the New Orleans Police Department, pay their $250 fine, and go home and brag about it. You know?
Yeah.
You know, but now New Orleans is basically right now at this hour, it is 8:34 here in Louisiana. It's a ghost town. It's a ghost town. The bars are closed. The strip joints are closed. The tourist trap clubs are closing. You can't even go get the world famous Tipitina's restaurant, Long Island Iced Tea, right now. And people are dying to get that. That's one of New Orleans' favorites. And ships are coming in. The ships are coming in, and as soon as they come in and dock, you have custom agents and U.S. Marshals that tell them they cannot get off the ship.
Yeah, I read about
no
that.
No way,
I
no
read
how.
About that.
And so they are raising hell.
Same in New Mexico, 9 o'clock, everything
got
shut down.
Yep. Oh, I thought you were going to tell me y'all had ships. I thought y'all was going to tell me y'all had ships pulling up in Albuquerque.
Now, at 9 o'clock, everything is shut down. You can't be on the streets. Nothing after 9 o'clock over here. So, we're not on car curfew because we're just a small town. So, it's not affecting us. But the city, yeah, it is. Big time. So.
Well, I'm looking for the state of Louisiana, especially south of I-10. I'm looking for them to go, you know,
right.
I'm waiting any day for them to shut the whole show down.
Yep.
And if they do that, it's all over with but the crime. You know,
yep.
Anybody
Russell,
that's listening
is there anything
in Louisiana
like that going
to this,
on?
You know, anybody in Louisiana listening to me, if that happens, you better be locked, cocked, and ready to rock, because it's coming
at
Russell,
you. Russell, is there any of that fixing to go on, like lockdowns and shut down by where you're at?
As I said earlier, man, there's been some scuttlebutt float around about that, but we've been monitoring everything here, and there's absolutely no abnormal activity going around any of the National Guard units.
Yeah.
And I've got several friends who went from active duty to the National Guard, and they've got no warnos, which for those who don't know, that's warning orders for any kind of deployment or anything like that.
Right.
They are in a level one readiness state. But as I said earlier, that's bullshit. There's nothing on the ground to confirm anything like that's coming. And I sincerely hope that Governor Abbott, who has just done nothing but horribly disappointed those of us who thought he was a conservative. What the fuck? Somebody, what are you doing?
That's not
what
me.
That
I believe that might be, that sounds like, could be wrong. It sounds like somebody washing dishes or something. So.
But, no, there's no sign of it. And, I think, like Virgil just said, I think if they pulled anything like that in Texas, that all hell would break loose, sincerely.
Mm-hmm.
Well, also, I forgot to tell y'all that the governor, John Bel Edwards, was just about crying on the phone to President Trump about the overwhelming of the hospitals here in Louisiana. So I know the National Guard is putting together a field hospital, not to treat people with the coronavirus, but to treat people like for get hurt car accidents, hurt
like
at home, broke legs, things like that. But they are considering putting field hospitals up, and they're gonna start setting up some type of medical facilities in high school gymnasiums. That's being considered right now, too, in Louisiana.
Stop. That's exactly what I'm fucking talking about. That is just that is just pure, unadulterated fucking ignorance. You've got 300 fucking cases in Louisiana, and they're losing their fucking minds.
Yes, yes, they are, Russell. I agree with you 10,000%.
That is exactly
10,000%.
They're doing the same stupid shit all over the world. And who do you think is paying for that shit? Huh?
Well, what the
governor
did, what Governor John Bel Edwards. That's right. That's right.
Stupidity for the next 30 motherfucking years.
Well,
and what the fuck?
John Bel Edwards, John Bel Edwards came out and said, if we don't do something, Louisiana is going to be another Italy, and that's when everybody went fucking crazy.
Mm-hmm.
When that stupid motherfucker said that, everybody went fucking slap ass fucking nuts.
Oh, our governor did the same thing. If you remember when I said that we had two cases here that was confirmed, she went nuts and right away lockdown.
I mean,
we got to lock the city down, you know.
I mean, I live in a one horse town. Russell has passed through this son of a bitch 1,000 times. And if you blink, you'll miss it. Grove State, Louisiana, right here on the interstate. Okay?
Yes, sir.
And it's getting to the point where when I take my little pug dog out at night to walk him to use the bathroom before we go to bed, it's getting to the point where I'm carrying my Glock with me.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting to the point. Because I don't know who's going to jump out the bushes.
You know,
well,
the whole fucking point of it is they are making this a tenfold as bad as it needs to be. There is no fucking reason to shut down every fucking restaurant in Harris County,
mm-hmm.
Fort Bend County. I mean, this is just there are, 227,000 cases. It's world fucking wide, people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
12,000 cases in the United States of America out of 327 million fucking citizens. What the hell is wrong with you idiots? And then y'all gonna run up the national debt another $1 trillion bailing out banks and fucking all kinds of other shit. I mean, I am just so totally sick. I have never been more disappointed in President Trump than I am now. He's fucking George W. Bush all fucking over again.
Well, Russell, you got to consider this. Put yourself in his place. He got a lot of pressure on him, man. He got a lot of pressure on him behind this. A lot of pressure. You know, and I kind of feel sorry for him. I feel really sorry for him for being put in this position because he didn't ask for this. But he's got a lot of pressure on him, brother. You know, better him than me.
Right.
I'm looking, like Joseph said, it's getting closer and closer with people like Governor John Bel Edwards here in Louisiana. It's getting closer and closer to them establishing martial law. I was very doubtful about it. I was in denial about it, but now I'm worried about it. It's getting very close.
And I've been, I've been researching on this and listening to the shooter chatter and, you know, and other things But it may not go into martial law. May not. Possibly it might, but it depends.
Okay.
You know, if we have riots in these big cities, maybe it can go into that. You know.
I cannot see President Trump allowing himself to be pushed into anything.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he does have information that we don't have and we will never have, and that's true. But the fatality rate and the amount of cases in the United States of America does not justify what these fucking idiots are doing in any way whatsoever.
I agree with you, and it all goes back to what I said. A person is smart. You're a smart person. I consider myself a fairly intelligent person. Joseph, well, you know, that's up in the air. Okay. But the thing is, a person is smart. People are dumb, panicky, and they turn dangerous. And it does not take much. It only takes one person to set a hell of a momentum and get this shit started. All it takes is one person. And that's what
we're seeing
happen.
It right now.
It's going to take one person doing something very, very, very stupid and getting some people killed, and then you're really going to get the party started.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be in these bigger cities. It'll probably be in New York. Might be in Chicago. Might be in LA or San Francisco.
You know, like they say, brothers, it ain't a party till something gets broke.
Yep.
It doesn't necessarily have to be in the big cities. All it takes is what those yahoos do when they come out of the big cities and start invading the small towns for all their grocery store supplies and everything else.
That's what we've seen up here.
Country people will get tired of that real quick. And then you might start seeing them, you know what I mean, running people out of their communities and whatnot. You'd be like, go back to your city.
I was down at Kinder Morgan loading my truck when all of this come down about shutting the city down at 12 o'clock at night. And the majority of employees at Kinder Morgan in New Orleans, Louisiana, on the West Bank, are black, okay? They started going nuts, cussing, throwing hard hats. Some of them walked, fuck it, I'm punching out, and I'm going. And punched out and walked out and got in their cars and just left the plant. I saw it with my own eyes. I swear on my dead daddy's grave it happened. Okay, you know, and that's what's going to kick it off. They're going to kick it off. They're going to come out, and they're going to start giving out MREs to people just like they do after the hurricanes and stuff. MREs and blankets, you know, we're going to be like we live in the Ukraine under Obama. And somebody's not going to get their issue, and then all of a sudden they're going to cry, they're going to play the race card, and that's going to kick it off in New Orleans. I'm telling you what I know. I know my people. I know my fellow Louisiana people. I know how they are. I know how they are when they get full of alcohol and stuff. I mean, if you don't believe me, once this is over with, buy a ticket to a LSU-Alabama game in Baton Rouge, and you will see. You will see how 90,000 drunk coon asses can act when they get together. It ain't nothing nice, bro. I'm telling you, it ain't nothing nice.
I can and will testify that there is nothing meaner than a drunk coon ass. I swear it, there ain't.
Oh,
there ain't no talking any sense to them. There ain't no talking them down off the ledge. There ain't no, come on, bro, let's walk away from this thing. That ain't going to fucking happen. Because once they get their mind made up that they're going to get a piece of something, it's going to happen. Am I wrong, Virgil?
No, you are not wrong. If you want to see the measure of Cajun resolve, next Mardi Gras, make a trip to Mamou, Louisiana, and watch how they celebrate Mardi Gras. They celebrate Mardi Gras by riding horses around the town dressed up in costumes and throwing live chickens off of the roof of a house and then running them down with the horse and jumping off the horse at a full gallop and tackling the fucking chicken. And they'll break fingers, break arms, break noses, come up bloody mess, brush burn from the grass and mud all over, and come up and with a full can of beer in their hand. Hey, look at that, Boudreaux. I ain't spill a drop yet, man. Come on.
Right.
Virgil is not bullshitting y'all, folks. He is not in the least way, shape, or form, man. He is not.
Anything is a party in Louisiana. I'm surprised by now they have not held a statewide crawfish coronavirus crawfish ball right now. I'm surprised. You know, coronavirus jambalaya. You know, I'm surprised they haven't come out with a drink yet. You know, five types of different kind of liquor in one glass, and he'll have a coronavirus. You know, I mean, I'm surprised it hasn't happened yet.
It will. It will. Now that you put it after it was, it probably will.
let me tell you, man, our next door neighbors and us, we pick on each other nonstop there, man, and stuff like that. But I tell you what, man, when push comes to shove, there ain't no other people that you want standing next to you in that fucking trench, I promise you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But, you know,
like I said 1,000 times, you know, when 9/11 took place, you know, they knew what they were doing. They knew what they were doing, blowing up the Twin Towers and the Pentagon. Because I'm going to tell you what, if they'd have blown up Anheuser-Busch or Miller Brewing Company, you'd have seen 30,000 bass boats and bateau boats hauling ass across the Atlantic to go get them. The war would have been over in a fucking week.
Right.
I'm telling you right now.
Right.
But, you know,
I mean,
getting back on topic there and stuff like that, it's just ridiculous. I think we've got, I think last I heard, there was 19 cases in Harris County. I think there's one or two over here in Fort Bend County where I am. And these people are acting like half the fucking population is sick.
Right. You know, it's like right here, we got 19, I think 19 or 20 confirmed cases here. But our governor freaked out with only two cases. It shut everything down.
I'm going to tell you what, Russell. If it would not be for the children that the parents are forced to watch now, that are out of school, they have to take them everywhere with them, I would put on one of them surgical masks, and I would have about 10 Alka-Seltzers in front of it, and I would tip my head back and put all them Alka-Seltzers in there, then walk around Walmart foaming at the mouth and shaking and say, "Help me, help me," and then fall out and watch everybody run out of that fucking store and trample each other. Just for shits and giggles, man, but I'm afraid if I do that, I'm going to get some kids hurt, and I ain't about hurting no kids.
Right.
Yeah.
So I could actually see you doing that too. Like with that floaty wads of money you did here a while back. but I tell you, you know,
I will fuck with the Walmart worshipers. I will fuck with the Walmart worshipers in a heartbeat.
I tell you, you know, but.
I went into the Walmart Brewley, and they had just gotten in them big boxes of .223 ammo, big boxes, the permalite, and boy, they was cheap, and they're good ammunition. It's good ammunition. So I saw that, and you know, I went, and I pulled out the credit card and I said, you know, it was 50 round boxes. And I said, give me 10 of them. And she rung them up, checked my ID. She rung them up. And while she was bagging them up, the thought just hit my mind. Could you call a pharmacy up and see if my antidepressants are ready? And the look that woman gave me was priceless. I just sold ammo to this deranged motherfucker. And, you know, and I mean, it looked like she was fixing to stroke out. I'm serious, man. It looked like she was fixing to stroke out.
Oh,
but,
God.
You know, I had to reassure her that I was on the up and up.
You were just joking with her.
Yeah.
I could imagine that, but well, let me tell you what I saw the other day, Virgil. And I told Russell and Ron this the other day. I went down to Les over here to go pump some gas in the car. This truck pulls up with a SUV behind it on a trailer. And guess what it was loaded down with from front to back? Toilet paper.
Oh, yeah.
And me and Trish looked at each other, and I was like, I think we're to go. Let's go over there and go mug them.
See, but what's getting me about this, okay, mm-hmm. they're wanting to cancel all church gatherings and stuff, people going into
yep.
churches.
But
yep. they're not enforcing this on these fucking mosques. They're
mm-hmm.
not enforcing it.
Yeah, have you noticed
they're
that?
They're still crowding into those mosques.
Well, good. Maybe they'll all get infected and die out.
Yeah, but where am I going to buy my Marlboro from then? What am I going to do, cover my face with a can of Lysol and say, Marlboro after old Marlboro?
You know what?
Go to the mini bar.
And one thing I realized with all this going on and stuff like that, when they, you know, started talking about, sending people home, work from home and all this, it just dawned on me that it really hasn't changed my lifestyle any except for my favorite bar being closed. I mean, I guess I've been living in self-quarantine pretty much all my life.
Same thing here, Russell. I mean, I was laughing today.
Well, the thing is, too, Russell,
like,
I'm glad you brought that up, working from home on the phone. Okay? Friend of mine, Nick Simmons, lives in Opelousas, Louisiana. He's one of my break the glass in case shit gets deep brothers.
Yeah.
And beautiful, good guy, super good guy. Beautiful wife, beautiful kids. You know, he works as a mechanic now at a General Motors dealership. And from now on, for technical advice, if you got one of these fancy computerized rocket scientist, MIT graduate design cars, and you got to get it worked on, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? You're screwed because they cannot call GM anymore because their technical services supply department is now closed. It may take you 2 to 3 days to get a call back from anybody from their house. Then you got to diagnose, you got to send them the codes to the problem off the computer. And then it might take another 2 or 3 days for them to get back to you and tell you what might be wrong with your vehicle. So,
well, we got word this morning that starting Monday, we're working remotely. The offices are shut down. We'll get our job folders, data and everything we need emailed. We'll take our crews out and done our thing. Now, we're not shutting down. Us guys, we're going on out there because apparently you motherfuckers like electricity and gas. So we're going to be out there in the middle of it. We're not stopping work, but they're shutting down all the offices and everything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, it's crazy, man.
It's getting crazy. My daughter, like I said, my daughter-in-law went to Walmart and Plaquemine today, and she said it is getting wild. It mm-hmm. is getting wild.
Wow. That just calmed me down up here. But hey, you guys, it's getting close to that time. You want to close it early or keep going?
Yeah,
or?
My day. I've got to go. My day started 03. If you guys
want to
run with it, go right ahead.
Well, I got to get up at 5:30 in the morning and take the boy to work in the morning, so he's got to be at work at 6. So, but anyway, I got I just got told a little while ago at the last minute I got to take him. So, but we'll come back on Wednesday and everything. But you know, just let's see what happens over the weekend. It should be interesting.
Yeah, because it's getting more interesting day by day, and you know, all I can tell everybody is, you know, if you're a level-headed person and you're dealing with this in a level-headed manner, just be aware of your surroundings, be aware of the people around you, and if you got it, carry it with you, because the nut jobs are everywhere now. They're coming out of the woodwork. And, you know, and I don't mean to spread panic.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
I was just chatting with our friend Derek, who's running for governor, and he's listening to our show. And he said he noticed up there in New York, the mosques ain't closed down there. He's going to break that up.
And, so, I mean, it's slowly but steadily coming. The way they're these socialist Democrats are the way these socialist Democrats are pushing this and pushing the panic button and everything, you got to watch out for the idiot factor. You got to watch out for the X factor of idiots. Because they're out there. So just be careful and, you know, move in groups. That's the best thing for y'all to do is move in groups.
Hey, I just got a little news flash from a buddy of mine who is with DHS. And he's saying
you're
kind of
breaking up there, Russell.
Everybody was breaking up. Virgil was breaking up there for a second. I don't know what's up with that, but
I think we're getting hacked again.
Got a message from a buddy with DHS, and he is saying, now this is unconfirmed, that they are seriously considering announcing a national shelter in place order possibly tomorrow or the next day. It's not set in stone, but it's being looked at very hard.
So in other words, probably a nationwide shutdown?
Let's keep this in mind, ladies and gentlemen. The criminal element does not obey laws.
Yep.
The criminal element in your area will not be obeying the laws. They will be looting. They will be trying to break into homes. Be prepared if this happens. I mean, if you don't have it, if you're one of these guys or gals that say, oh, the AR-15 and the AK-47, they're just meant to kill people. They're useless. We need to get rid of them. You're going to wish you had one.
Yep.
Because you might, the toilet paper you're hoarding, you might have to use it to plug up bullet wounds and to wipe your ass, and to wipe your ass when you shit on yourself whenever they come after you.
Joseph, I couldn't hear a word that Virgil said. He was so broken up. I don't know if I'm coming through broken up right now.
Yeah,
but
you're breaking up on your end, too. I'm hearing Virgil very clearly. Or the net might be fixing to shut down, because there is a rumor going around possibly Friday or Monday there might be a internet blackout for a couple of days. And that could be what's possibly happening. So, you know. So, anyway, we're going to go ahead and close off, everybody. And I was going to say, there is our sheriffs out here had given a warning saying, too, and I'm thinking maybe this is what Russell was saying just now. They put out a warning that to be careful because they've caught some people already breaking into houses and everything. So they're warning people already on that.
It's going to get out of hand.
And this was from our sheriff's department up here.
So you're not breaking up now.
Well, you are. You're still, you're like garbled a little bit,
yeah.
Russell. It's like you're talking in a tin can.
That's weird, too, because I said it before and stuff, too, man. I had some real weird stuff been going on with my email and my messenger and stuff like that.
Yep.
There ain't no explanation for it. It seems to be a pretty routine occurrence, and so I don't know. But anyway, I got to get some sack time, gentlemen.
All right. Finish watching that video, and it'll make sense because I've been watching it little by little myself, and I'm going to send it to you too, Virgil, and you tell me what you think. But anyway, we'll see you on Monday. Be careful out there in America. Just watch out for each other. Help each other out the best we can. Good night.
Yep. All right. Watch your six.